Yeah. Well, the question was, is the extinction of a species something like the croaking of an individual, only on a larger scale?
There is no such thing as an extinction of a species.
Mm-hmm. So dinosaurs...
You'll get letters about that. There is only evolution.
Uh-huh.
And change. And much that man today calls extinction or missing, they've just gone someplace else. As man makes himself and his resistant vibration more present in more places, the beasts who like the calmer waters, so to speak, just keep moving to the place that is out of reach of the anxious vibration.
You mean on the earth or elsewhere?
Well, we're talking about the earth.
Okay. And the dinosaurs?
Well, you have to look at the big picture in this. In other words, nothing that has ever been ceases to be. Nothing that has ever been ceases to be. So there are many of your current beasts that are the new generation of that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are flying around.
Uh-huh. My cat could be a saber-toothed tiger from a previous life?
Well, if there were no saber-toothed tigers, then that would be a more accurate acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
But just... Someone said, well, did man evolve from the monkey?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, if that were true, then there would not still be monkeys. And so that's what we're getting at. With are there no saber-toothed tigers, then there are future generations still on your planet. Nothing ever really goes away. Because we are all building from what is, and everything that is composed in everything that still exists. And it is easier for us to say it from our understanding of the vibrational pool. In other words, everything that you are as you are here in this physical form is as a result of everything that you have lived. You see, you leave none of your expansion behind. So that's why we can unequivocally say that your planet is not in trouble. It is getting bigger and better. It's why we say that many of the planets in the galaxy that they are concerned about that no longer have water, didn't have water and now don't. They're on their way to having water. In other words, the evolution and expansion and continuation and improvement, that's the word we're reaching for, is always what is experienced in the now, you see. There is no slipping back. There is no regression.
Mm-hmm.
There is no losing of anything. There is no loss of anything. There's only more as a result of the combination of the creators. So... once you know that, then you can begin looking into anything that you are studying, whether it is biology or species or anything, and you understand that everything that exists today is an expansion and a new and improved expansion of something that was before. Before you walked this planet as man, you were walking this planet as some of those beasts. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to worry about your cat being the advanced version of the saber-toothed tiger.
No, I like that.
You could be the advanced version of many of the species that walk the planet, you
mm-hmm.
see. The evolution of consciousness, the creation that is coming from broader perspective. The animals that were here before man came were preparing this planet for you. In other words, they breathed the atmosphere in order to see if it was breathable. And in their exposure to it, they ask for the improvement. The evolution of all species is exactly what you're experiencing now. In other words, when you live in a moment and explore contrast and out of it comes a new and improved idea, that's part of the expansion of your species. And everything on the planet, even if you are the one